today on the Plan B Morning Show.
Of course, as always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What is up, Katie and the crew? Seriously, you want those big sticky buds? Smith Indoor Garden, they got you covered. And then
go.
So there you go.
So
you missed this earlier because you were had a Spumoni emergency. But
oh, yeah,
I figured this actually ties in with your emergency earlier. So if you're not already in the habit of looking in the toilet before taking a seat, you might be after hearing this. A Florida woman, of course, because it's Florida.
It's always Florida.
Went to the bathroom and was greeted by a large iguana that was chilling out in her toilet bowl.
Okay, you know what? Of all the things, there are a couple more things that would be worse than an iguana. I was thinking snake, tarantula.
I mean, yeah.
Something with fangs, something that's really just going to...
For sure. I mean, I don't want to see an iguana in my toilet bowl, but it could be worse. It could be worse.
Could be worse.
Michelle Reynolds says that she freaked out and got out of the bathroom, shutting the door behind her. She called in a wildlife removal service who came by and retrieved the uninvited reptile, which was identified as a Mexican spiny tail iguana.
I don't know
if that's an aggressive type of iguana. I'm not an iguana expert.
Sounds kind of aggressive.
A little
though,
bit, right?
It?
With the spiny tail. And I don't know. Maybe he's a dick. I don't. Who knows? They can grow as large as 18 inches long. The rescuer said that he took up the entire turlet. So it was a big one. Hunter.
Iguanas are just wild, dude.
It's a weird animal.
It's a little dinosaur.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're looking at a little dinosaur. Yep. Every time I see an iguana, I'm like staring at that thing. I'm like, yeah. Damn.
The ancestor was probably really big and, you know, roamed around and ate other animals, other little dinosaurs and everything like that. So I wouldn't mess with it. Like, if you made that thing like 10 times bigger, hell no. Get me, come on.
Hell no.
You chop their tail off, they're fine. Unbelievable.
My buddy's got one. And it just sits there. It doesn't really move too much.
So, of course, you have that one weird friend that has the pet iguana. Does he blow bong?
It has a pet iguana.
Does he blow bong hits into its face as well, too? Is that what he does?
He might. He actually might. I'm not sure if he does or not, but he might.
Well, no.
It's funny. This iguana, twice a day, literally just jumps off of this like little platform and plops into this bowl of water he puts down on the bottom.
That happens
twice a day. The thing just suicide. Poof.
Living on the edge, man. They're crazy. You can't. You don't know what an iguana is going to do.
Wham! Dude, you can hear it, too. I was like, jeez, what?
Hunter,
the iguana okay?
The main reason I bring this story up, this poses the question, do you ever not look in the toilet first? Because I know some people may say, like, I'm definitely going to start checking. So they're
chicks
just going, they're going in their ass first, just whipping their pants down, not looking?
You know what it is? It's they're so used to not having to wipe the toilet seat up. You know, guys, we destroy the seat all the time. And so it's just a habit for me to look at it and have to clean that thing.
You're living a different life if you're just going in there pants down, ass first, like somewhat. Like, I need to gauge where I'm at, especially if it's like the middle of the night, you know, I'm
what
a little sleepy.
What kind of trust do you have in society?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I think just general rule of thumb, everybody, just take a glance back. It takes all of 2 seconds. Just a boop. Okay, there you're good. You know where you're going, and you'll notice if there's any creature in there that could possibly take a chunk out of your ass, you know?
Florida.
Yeah.
You should be happy it was an iguana.
Australia, I would go in with a gun and just start shooting first and then be like, okay, I'm good. I can sit down. Yeah. Anyway, so just take a gander back at the turlet before you sit down and avoid sitting on an iguana or anything else. So just going in pants down, ass first. What are you doing? What kind of life are you living? What kind of life are you living there?
Living on the edge, man. That's for sure.
You'd be on the edge of the toilet because you didn't look back. You fall off and you hurt yourself. Anyway, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.